Women That Lead presents Our Leading Edge, featuring your host, Jenna Forster, Mastermind Executive Coach, inspiring women to lead with alignment, passion, and purpose through conversations that inspire. Stretch yourself to a new level. Learn, grow, expand. And now, here's your host, Jenna Forster.
Good morning, afternoon, and evening, everyone. This is Jenna Forster, and welcome to Our Leading Edge, which is brought to you by Women That Lead. This is our second show, so I'm happy to have you join us again from our last show. We are speaking today on a subject matter that's near and dear to my heart, and that is around the whole concept of the big life crisis. And this is something that I've experienced personally. And I know quite a few people that have also gone through different journeys in their life, and they've come away from that with some sort of movement. And that's the premise of what I would like to put on this show today, and maybe switch some perspective around the different journeys we have in our lives and the different challenges that we may face within that time period that we call our lives. So when I'm speaking about this, I want to come from the place of, you know, so many times we enter into the zone of challenges being, like Joseph Campbell puts, that dragon, slaying the dragon. And there's a great deal of fight that comes with the different challenges that we enter into. And I want to talk about that a little bit, tell you a little bit more about my story and some of the learning that I've had personally around this and my perspective around this so I can share it with you. And the reason I want to share it with you is I really do believe to the bottom of my soul that the trials of our journey, and when I say our journey, I'm talking about our life and those things that occur within our life, those trials, they initiate us. And where they initiate us, we don't know. We only know that when we have the hindsight and when we've moved through it and created that movement. Because we have uncontrolled variables in our lives. There's things that happen in our lives, things that we can't possibly predict. When we go through those different scenarios and situations, I have to honor that. When I think about it, it's not about diminishing what has happened. The things that happen in our lives are very real, and they're big, and they move our life in some way. It's going to move your life from where it is now to where maybe you are going. So you have a situation that's happened, and you may be in it, and you may be sitting in a place, whatever that means, grief, anger, frustration, fear, happiness, whatever the emotional component of that is for you. And we tend to build stories around that. Stories around what has happened and what is our current life looks like. And those stories are very real to us. And as you know from my last show, I work from a brain science perspective. So there's lots of conversation that can happen around why physically those feel so real. But I want to come from a little bit more of a philosophical perspective in talking about how we can stay in the place that we are in feeling mode. So we are in grief and we stay in the grief. And usually it takes something to initiate us to move through it and to get to the other side. I don't think it's about forgetting. I don't think it's about ignoring. I don't think it's about pretending it didn't happen. What I do think about it is I think about it as an opportunity to move in whatever direction you are meant to move in next. When I think about my personal experience and some of the health experiences that I've had and my health journey, and my health journey is around Lyme disease, and being very, very sick for a very long time, going on 7 years with a quote-unquote disease that changed my life drastically And as I spoke about in my last call, it was mind-blowing to me how I can be going literally running down a trail to not being able to move as my legs were swept out from under me and they stopped moving. And initially, what did I do? I fought against that. And I think that's a natural space for all of us to be in and to go to, is to fight or to try and control what is currently happening to us. And I know for me, that was where I lived for a great many years. There was something happening to me in my perspective, and it required a great deal of fight from me to battle against it. And to be honest, nothing changed in a positive direction for me. It continued to go downhill. I continued to get sicker. I continued to lose aspects of my life. I continued to lose everything that I knew. And the only time that that shifted for me was when I let go. And I don't mean let go as in give in and allow this current situation to take over. What I do mean is I ended up letting go of the fight. I let go of my need to control what was happening to me. And the moment that I let go of that fight and the moment that I let go of the control that came with that, and trust me, I was a very controlling person in my past life. So that wasn't an easy step for me. But what I did recognize is the moment that I did that and I was able to make that shift, everything changed. My health changed. And I started to see things for what was really in front of me versus the story that I had created about what was happening to me. And the moment that I came to that place where I recognized what was happening, what's really going on, and I learned to pay attention, because that's huge, I was able to shift out of being the victim of what's currently happening to me. And I was able to switch and move into recognizing the opportunity that was in front of me. And this is very big for a lot of us, because these things are large and they feel immovable, and they bring us to this place of stillness that is not necessarily a positive stillness. It is deep and it is dark and it is very heavy. So I recognize what I'm asking for all of you to think about. It's something that may feel uncomfortable. But what I do know is on the other side of it, there's air. And there's the ability to breathe that air. And when you can do that, and even if all you know is to breathe, and that's all that's happening, that is still recognizing what's currently going on. For me, and a little bit about what I've brought from this situation. So as I was able to move and shift away from everything is happening to me and why is my life being stripped from me and why, and I felt like such a victim to the circumstances that surrounded me. And the shift that happened for me was I started to recognize why, but not why was it happening to me in the perspective of being a victim, but why was it happening for me? Because I do believe that in our lives, there are teachers that come into our lives. And not everything we can classify as that. But when we can recognize that our journey is about movement, our life is about movement. And as we can create movement, we create more life. So for me, when I stopped fighting and I stopped controlling and I started to move into this place of acceptance, and it was an acceptance, not a giving in, because those are very different. So as I accepted what was currently my reality, And I let go of the stories that surrounded that reality, those things that we tell ourselves on a continuous basis. I was then able to see what was right in front of me. And for me, some of my personal learning was, in my perspective, Lyme disease for me was about giving my power away. I had spent my life giving my power away to everyone around me. I had given it away to my family. I had given it away to my friends. I had given it away in my work. And I had continually handed myself out to everyone else. And what I recognized was, if I looked at all of the different variables in my life and all of the different people, places, things that had happened, I actually was not in the equation. It's almost like I didn't belong. And I continued to hand my power away to everything and everyone around me. So I found myself in this life that was really about juggling everything, juggling all the balls and keeping everything going and being on this board and holding this meeting and running from here to there without time to breathe, without any time to think. I was robotically moving through my life, trying to be what I believed everyone else expected me to be. And expectations, they are a slippery slope. Because when we base all of our thoughts, behaviors, and actions on expectations, which if you think about them, they are not tangible. They are the stories that we have created. And usually the expectations are much higher than the reality of the situation. So as I continued to give my power away, guess what? My body jumped in and said, okay, if you would like to continue to give your power away, I will give you the opportunity to do that. And I found myself giving my power away to doctors, giving my power away to the disease, giving my power away to the reality of the situation, to the reality at times of only being able to sit upright for 2 hours in an entire day, to the reality of not being able to think clearly because I had a parasite that attacked my brain. If I stayed in that place and stayed in that reality, I believe I wouldn't be here today. Because I was able to move my perception and move my thinking into the place of openness and opportunity, I could then bring the learning that was necessary, the beliefs that I had that were part of this, into the reality, my new reality, and I was able to create movement through that. I was able to switch my health from being a victim to being the driver of my health. I was able to shift, it shifted my entire life. My life looks completely different than it did back then. How I interact is completely different than it was back then. It's back to the trials of our journey initiating us. And I do believe for myself that this trial of my journey brought me to the place I was meant to be. And I believe that the different trials in our lives create the momentum to move us in the direction we are meant to be in. And I know that's very difficult to swallow if you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, if you're dealing with a disease, if you're dealing with very large circumstances in your life. I understand that that would be a frustrating, maybe even angering thing to hear. But I also know that if we can just open up a little bit of space around that and consider the movement that's happened in our lives, we may be able to see what drove some of the decisions, actions, and behaviors that we exhibited to move us to where we currently are. And so if we take that and understand the opportunity side behind that, it's, and you recognize that we have choices. We can live in fear. And a lot of us do. A lot of us live in the place of life is happening to me versus life is happening for me. And we can start to see life as an opportunity. And we can start to create from a place of, yes, there are uncontrolled variables that will happen in our lives. There are things that we can't see. We cannot see the future. When we live in a place of should, we are living in the past or we are living in the future. There is no action in that place. There is only action right now. So when we can see life as that opportunity, then we can start to come from a perspective of creation. And we can start to create what it is that we care about. We can start to have those appropriate conversations. We can start to behave in a manner that we wish to behave in. Not in a place of fear and a place of pushing away or controlling. Those, there's no flow or fluidity to those places. When we live in a place of fear and we believe that we have no control, we actually try to control everything around us. The only thing we actually have control over is ourselves. And when you're out of alignment with that, you will notice that you're trying to control everything around you, from your children, your spouse, your partner, the people that you are having to intertwine with on a daily basis. As you try to control all of the different pawns and people in your life, it's because you don't have true control over yourself. And when you can gain that control by understanding that life is that powerful, and we have power in our journey. And as we move and shift through the different things that come our way, we can grow strength. We can grow inspiration. We can grow into the person we are meant to be. People struggle because they are disconnected. Because they are living from life in instead of from inside out to life. Bring who you are out. Bring who you are to life. And watch as things happen for us in our lives. And watch as we make movement in who we are through all of the different aspects of our life, the good, the bad. They all create who you are today. And when you can slow down enough and create that awareness in that, then you're really coming into every step with that understanding, with that hopefully knowing. I know deep down that the reason I got Lyme was to learn how to stop giving my power away. I also understand that the reason I got Lyme disease was so that I could share my story with others and that I could have some sort of influence. It was the biggest teacher in my life so far. And that's not to say I haven't lost loved ones. I haven't gone through different pieces of our world that we go through. I haven't been away from any challenges in life, but I do recognize that those were all part of the puzzle. And those were all part of the pieces of me so that I could come together and be who I am to this day. So my request of you is to just slow down enough, because we tend to disconnect and we tend to deflect or project. some of the thoughts that we have, if we slow down enough and we start to pay attention to those, and we start to really listen to the messages, either if it's health, your body, what's your body trying to say? Maybe it's talking to you. Maybe it's yelling at you. Maybe it's screaming at you. What is it saying? What's the message? What some of the messages are in what we're experiencing in our lives. Because it's never what you see. It's always the undercurrent that's causing it. Like a wave, the undercurrent is causing the wave. It's not the surface. So my request is to see opportunity, to see the learning that can come from the different aspects of our lives. They can be people. Perhaps you have people in your lives that there's a great deal of conflict between the two of you. Have you stopped to look and to see whether that conflict, what piece of it is yours and what piece of it is about your ownership in it? And what are these people here to teach you? Most people in our lives are a mirror of ourselves in some way. They're mirroring an aspect of ourselves. So what is it that they're here to give you? Moving away from the story around the conflict and moving into the opportunity of the person. If you're in an environment that is not the best environment for you, that will show itself continually until you are able and willing to recognize the messages that are there. And once you've recognized it, then you have that space to take whatever action truly feels right for you. Remember, it's not about should. It's not about handing your power away like I was all so familiar with. It's about stepping into your own power and understanding that we do not. There is no such thing as victimhood. Perhaps we have a need for certain things in our lives and we keep creating the circumstances to fill those needs. But you always, always have yourself to come back to. And while your situation may not be the best situation at this current moment, and there may be different aspects of it, know that there's still an ability for you to make choice. There's still an ability for you to take some sort of action, even if that is to take a breath. Choose to breathe. And once you choose that, then just be in this space for a little longer and see what else comes up. I always say stop, look, and listen. And being an individual that was on high alert at all times and a high driver in my life, which I still am, but I drive from a different place. I understand with clarity what it is that I was meant to learn from my current situation, and I'm willing to learn it. I'm willing to let go of some of my story that helped me to create it. I'm willing to let go to some of my story that comes with whatever's happened. Because we are all here. You are here for a reason. And if we ignore that, then we are just here as a whipping post to life. And we just go through life and we get beat down and we continue to move. But there's so much more to us to give. And how may you serve this world? And whatever that looks like for you. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. It can just be serving one individual It can be making a difference in one aspect. It can be making a difference in your own life or in those that you touch, having a conversation that inspires another to do something different. We have immense power within us, and our journeys drive that power. So if we can move from that place and really find that we have the ability to shift our own perspective around what's currently happening, we will then be able to move forward deliberately. Because you can't know what your story is going to be until it shows up. So start to think proactively. Start to think about what it is you're trying to create in your life. What are those things that you care about and that you value? And start building from there, knowing that there are uncontrolled variables. Knowing that our fear of those uncontrolled variables will keep us in the place that we know. That's not the point. The point is to create, and the point is to understand what life is bringing to us and for us. So I invite you to consider that, and whatever that looks like for you. You always have the ability to breathe. Start there. You'd be amazed at what you can create. Okay, so next time we're gonna keep building on these conversations. We actually have a terrific guest next time. Scott Sadler will be with us, and he actually has an expertise in millennials. And this is a really interesting conversation because he's going to talk about it from a female perspective. In speaking about how up-and-coming female leaders and how they impact not only us in business, but us as a society. And these individuals that come to us having a different perspective on the shift between living to work, working to live, and the individuals coming in to our the leadership of our world, these new up-and-comings, they will shift this whole world into how we look at things. Because perspective is key. We all see life through our own set of lenses. And this group of individuals will shift that lens. And I'm excited to talk about that with Scott and to really dive deep into it and get his wisdom and his perspective. So thank you for joining me. That concludes our show for today. I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks, same time, same place. Until then, make it a great life. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining Jenna on today's program, Women That Lead, Our Leading Edge. For more information regarding today's show or on any of the programs Women That Lead offers, please visit www.womenthatlead.com. Until next time, lead with alignment, passion, and purpose.